Welcome back to Focus on WJR. I am Jeff Caponegro, live from the Detroit Regional Chamber's Detroit Policy Conference. Our next guest leads one of the most dynamic counties in Michigan. Macomb County is the state's third most populous county, home to more than 880,000 residents, and it continues to grow. Projected to add tens of thousands more in the coming decade. In his 15th year as Macomb County Executive, the county has balanced its budget for more than a decade straight, maintained strong bond ratings, and seen key indicators rise, including a rising median household income and home values that continue to climb as well. Please welcome to Focus, longtime friend and Macomb County Executive, Mark Hackett.
Thanks,
great
Jeff.
Having you, Mark.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No, appreciate it. So, Mark, Macomb County's been on a strong trajectory of growth for years, thanks to you and your leadership, everything you're doing in Macomb County. Growing population, robust job numbers, rising incomes, significant housing demand. How do you keep that going? What's the drivers to keep that going over time?
Yeah, it's a good story if you think about it. I mean, you know, you talk about the population growth. I mean, over the past 15 years, 8 people a day have made Macomb their home. I mean, that's a testament to, you know, something's happening, whether it's, you know, the quality of life, the public safety, educational opportunities in and around Macomb, job opportunities that are there. You know, in fact, if you look at it from an economic perspective, 15 years ago, we were a $33 billion economy, Macomb County was. Today, now we're 15 years later, $57 billion economy, bigger than the states of Wyoming and Vermont. So, you know, with that being said, we know the important thing about Macomb County is there are 27 municipalities that make up Macomb. How do we engage them to help lift each and every one of them up? They're very unique. But also, how do we fit into the region? And, you know, with that being said, how do we fit into the state? And so, you know, I think that plan was, you know, Macomb with everybody. How do we work together to try to solve some of the issues that are out there and put politics aside?
So with all the growth, is there ever a point when it's too much growth, too quickly? The infrastructure can't keep up. There's too much traffic. The residents don't like it as much. How do you know when enough is enough?
You know, that's a local zoning and planning. Each one of these municipalities make that determination as to whether or not they're going to, I guess, have a new subdivision developed, you know, if they want to bring in a business. We're there to help them understand the challenges that they may face with doing such things. But the reality is it's hard to stop, and it's kind of been the thing of the past anyways. I mean, for decades that's been happening, for centuries. You know, right. We've seen that happen, and that growth is going to continue. But you try to manage that growth, and we do that along with our local partners, you know, as again, the county doesn't determine that, doesn't tell them, you know, what they can or can't do, but we are certainly a partner in the conversation so that they understand the impact. And no question, infrastructure is a huge challenge. Some of the aging, I guess, if you will, communities are looking at figure out how do we replace some of the old infrastructure, whether it's underground and or our roads and bridges, while we're still trying to figure out how do you develop and, you know, site new roads and bridges in the northern part of the county.
So how would you characterize the infrastructure in Macomb County these days? Bridges, roads. How is it?
It's like everywhere else. I mean, yeah. it's a challenge. Southeast Michigan has been challenged, and you know, the governor talked about that. You know, fixing the damn roads, and right away, you know, my response was, "Yep, you're absolutely right. We got to fix the damn roads," and that's her responsibility, my responsibility, and every other Department of Roads' responsibility. But the issue wasn't so much, you know, identifying that. It was how do we fix the funding. Because if you fix the funding, there isn't a damn road or a damn bridge you can't fix. And so that's where we lag behind. And I'm just going to tell you where we're at today by having those conversations, working with the legislature, working with the governor, and you know, finally coming to a conclusion. They have finally come up with a sustainable funding model that's going to help our local roads here. So from the driveway to the highway, we are now going to start to get ahead of those road projects. It's going to be incremental. It's not going to happen overnight. But that road package that they signed, this governor and this legislature are going to be credited for finally putting their politics aside and doing what it is that we needed them to do, and that's find funding for us to fix our roads and bridges.
We're speaking with Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle at the Detroit Regional Chamber's Detroit Policy Conference. Mark, you spoke earlier today. What was your message to everyone? And what's the takeaway that you want them to walk away with today thinking about Macomb County?
Yeah, interesting enough, the theme of this is, you know, that leadership in a new era. You know, they're talking about the new mayor, you know, Mike Duggan exiting and Mary Sheffield coming in as the mayor. And, you know, there's going to be a new governor. And so with that, you know, there are going to be a few other legislators, you know, both state and federal, that are going to probably come into play as well. And the question is, how do we lead with all this controversy and frustration and divisiveness that's happening? And we take a look back 15 years in Macomb County. We started something brand new. It was a new charter. When I came in as county executive, there wasn't one before me. And so the question become, how do we do it? How we've seen so many successes come our way? And what was the mindset? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's that relationship building, but relationships built on trust. And then the other part of that is setting aside the R and the D. We don't talk about that. You know, when I work with our, you know, board of commissioners, other countywides, you know, sure, we may have differences of opinion, but we don't lead with our differences based on politics or partisan politics. So we got to put that aside. And, you know, I always say, I hear people talking about this, reaching across the aisle. Well, when you're elected, get in the aisle and try to figure out how do you solve these problems, put that behind. I did not get elected as the, you know, representative of the Democratic Party to be the county executive. I got elected by the people of Macomb County to be the executive, you know, for everybody in Macomb County. So our mindset has always been this, rather than versus and kind of against, Macomb with everybody, to try to figure out how do we bring partners to the table to solve the problems that we want, or the public wants addressed.
Well, and that's a real strength of you. And someday when you leave this position, the legacy that you leave behind is one of partnerships, forging bonds with others. You have a new administration in the city of Detroit now. How do you see that relationship, and how much do you actually interrelate with the new mayor, the new city administration?
Yeah, Jeff, that's interesting, because when I first started, you know, if you think about it, Dave Bing was the mayor of the city of Detroit, and then it was Mike Duggan and now Mary Sheffield. In fact, Brooks Patterson was the Oakland County executive, now Dave Coulter, and then Bob Ficano was the executive of Wayne County, and now Warren Evans. So I've had to build relationships with each and every one of them, and there was never a problem. You know, my style, I guess, or our style is, you know, opening doors and having those conversations, putting politics aside, and you know, making sure they can understand that they can trust us as being a partner to help lift up this region, because we need to be competitive as a region, you know, not just with ourselves, but against other regions across the globe. And so I think we've been able to do that. And even Rick Snyder was the governor at the time. I started to become the senior statesman while I'm talking. You know, that's kind of weird. But that being said, and obviously Governor
Seems Whitmer, like a lot longer than 15 years.
It does,
right?
It does. And now there's going to be another a new governor coming into place. So yes. It's like, you know, we've been here, and, you know, probably the only thing that's been, you know, that hasn't changed is the executive in Macomb County. But, you know, that willingness for us to continue to have the conversations and make sure that everybody understands that, you know, we're here to be a partner and lift it up. I'm excited about Mary Sheffield and I think her transition, because of the mindset she's already put forth, you know, that rise together. You know, I love that theme, and it is something that I don't think is just going to be for the residents of the city of Detroit. I think that rise together is going to be something that we're going to be talking about as a region. You know, how do we continue to rise together and support one another?
Yeah. Well, we never have enough time to cover everything that we'd like to cover on this show, but you're doing a fabulous job. I love the Macomb County brand. I'm sort of a branding guy, so I love the brand of Macomb County and sort of the image. And how would you, in one sentence, how would you convey, or how would you characterize the brand of Macomb County?
You know, that make Macomb your home is a theme, because everybody wants to be close to home, but the other one is Macomb with everybody.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And with your sweatshirt on, too, right? Macomb with everybody. We'll have to put that on the website.
You got the swag.
But I'm always impressed with your leadership, your dedication, what you've done. Thank you so much for Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle being with us on Focus Today.
You bet, Jeff.
Appreciate that.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having me.
As we continue from the Detroit Regional Chamber's Detroit Policy Conference, when we come back, we're going to turn our attention to the future of professional soccer in Detroit and the plans for a new stadium. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, so we'll be right back on Focus. Stay with us.